nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and a very good evening to you listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin and we are coming to you live from Juba this Saturday evening, the 3rd of February 2022. And today our topic is going to be focusing on education in South Sudan. The European Union and UNICEF is to support primary school teachers in hard-to-reach areas with an incentive for 2 years. At least 7,450 primary school teachers in hard-to-reach areas will receive monthly cash incentive for 24 months, that is 2 years, through the outreach program. And the project, which is being funded by the European Union and implemented by UNICEF in collaboration with the National and State Ministry of General Education and Instruction. So how will this monthly teachers incentive payment attract and retain teachers in schools who are already quitting the teaching career due to poor pay and hard life? Joining me to discuss all this, I am joined by Mr. George Moga, the Director General for Planning, National Minister of Education and Instruction here in Juba. Good evening and thank you so much for coming.
Good evening.
And I'm also joined by the implementing agencies or partner, that is UNICEF, John Tilinya-Yugu, who is the education specialist with UNICEF South Sudan. Good evening, John, and welcome to Radio Miraya.
Good evening, Sunny Martin, and thank you very much for having me here.
And our lines will be open to you later on where you can call on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. You can call and be part of our discussion. European Union, like I said, is going to support teachers in hard-to-reach areas with an incentive of 2 years. At least every month they are going to be getting something that will that's going to keep them in school. That sounds good for all the teachers in hard-to-reach areas. Let me begin with the host before the partners comes in. George Moga, is this good news for the Ministry of Education?
Yeah, definitely that's a very good news for the Minister of Education, since we know that, you know, retaining teachers is not easy because teachers need to be retained when there's something to give them to motivate them.
So, what are these hard-to-reach areas?
We have actually designated the hard-to-reach areas into 4 zones. Zone number one is, you know, education tend to go to where population is dense, but there are sparsely populated areas where even partners and the government sometimes don't take it very important.
Yeah.
And most of our school age children who have to be in school by constitution are also there. So we wanted this money so that this money can attract teachers to go to those areas and be able to impart knowledge in children in those areas. The other thing is, even, you know, as you know, South Sudan is the biggest population is semi-pastoralist.
Yeah.
You know, people staying in cattle camps, mobile communities and whatsoever. How do we ascertain that a teacher is there and is able to stay with those children? Because they make up a big section of the population in this country. Yet education is compulsory and must for everyone. And then the third also, we have some areas where people are still coming because of the conflict. And then these people coming, they are coming along with school-age children. So these children need to be enrolled. And for the children to be enrolled, there must be a teacher. And then finally, you know, we have so many street children loitering. We need to put them together so that they also get education because it's their right.
Yeah, by law, like you said.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the implementing partner, Yugo. When you talk about hard-to-reach areas, UNICEF have been engaged so much in education, not only today, since then during the war and up to now, you are still helping the pupils of South Sudan. To simplify this to our listeners, are we talking about these hard-to-reach areas are all over the country or in some specific states?
Yes, Miraya FM, that is correct. The hard-to-reach areas mapping for this project covered all the 10 states of South Sudan, and also two of the three administrative areas, like Greater Pibor and Ruweng. You know, the Ministry of General Education and Instruction had to form a committee that had to define the term hard-to-reach areas in South Sudan, and also a criteria for selecting those areas. Therefore, the criteria that was developed was based on some four parameters. One is the integrated food security phase classification, which focus on areas that are food insecure. And the other one was the education cluster people in need mapping that considered the population that is affected by emergencies. And the third one is the out-of-school mapping, which, you know, DG here has mentioned about children who are loitering the streets, children who are not going to school. And finally, the overlap with other projects was also taken into consideration, because we have the Global Partnership for Education and the African Development Bank funded projects that UNICEF is implementing on behalf of the Ministry of General Education and Instruction. But I must say that honestly, really, it was not easy to determine the hard-to-reach areas and reach consensus on that, because most of the areas in this country are seen as hard-to-reach. Even after the criteria for defining these hard-to-reach areas was agreed upon, when the team went to the field to verify it or check these locations, mm-hmm. it was not easy because of insecurity and the flooding, which has affected the country seriously. So this really perfectly justifies the hard-to-reach areas that have been considered.
Okay. When will UNICEF begin implementing this project? Because according to the press release, UNICEF is going to implement.
Yes, UNICEF is implementing this project in collaboration with the Ministry of General Education and Instruction.
Both at the state and national level.
Yes, both at the state and national level, and also some key partners that will be involved. So as of now, already mobilization has started and is ongoing, and then the issuance of the press release actually marks the rollout of the project.
Okay. Yes, from the Ministry of General Education and Instruction, how much are we talking about here, Moga?
Definitely, we are talking about an amount of 15 million. And this 15 million, of course...
USD or euros?
Euros. Mm-hmm. But this 15 million have got so many programs within. So the budget exactly that is going to cater for, you know, those teachers that you have mentioned will be determined by the time when, you know... He knows better than, because they are the implementers.
Yeah.
I know the total budget, but there are so many programs attached to them.
Okay. Mm. So, what are the programs?
Yes. You see, incentives, paying incentives alone will not really be sufficient to motivate teachers and keep them in the schools. Therefore, there are some... some activities that are involved.
Yeah.
For instance, there's the continuous professional development for teachers. This training will help the teachers gain some professional skills and be able to teach. That is one aspect. The other aspect was, of course, payment of the incentives. We had earlier on paid... incentives, one-time incentives to 34,312 teachers, and that really helped to keep the teachers in school. But this particular one now will focus on just a small number, 7,450 teachers.
Okay, these are the teachers all being targeted.
Yes.
Director, let me ask this, how will this monthly teachers incentive payment attract and retain teachers in schools and also contribute to improved learning outcome for all the children in hard to reach areas in the country, like you said, those in the cattle camps?
Yeah, definitely. Any incentives as a top up for teachers, I think, will have a positive impact. As you know, initially, at the beginning, our salaries were good. But because of hyperinflation, it affected all of us, including teachers, negatively.
Yeah.
That's why we thought about the incentives for teachers and even allowances for teachers to increase their package, what they can take home. So basically, the most important strategy is real to retain the teacher and keep the teacher teaching in classroom, other than having 2-3 jobs, because you need the survival of your children.
Yeah.
So we wanted the teacher to concentrate. They will be measured based on the lesson they deliver. They will be measured based on the performance of the children in the school. And definitely also, I think that money, even if it's not big enough, but it can really...
Yeah, it can
retain,
yeah. As per your meetings together with your the partners, the state government and then the implementing agencies, the UNICEF, who have been helping you a lot over the years, is there any conclusion as to how much will a teacher out of this, from the 7,400 teachers, how much is projected to be given to a teacher for the 2 years per month?
It's about 8,000. I think you know it's better.
Oh, okay.
But the total amount, I know.
Yeah, it's 15 million euros.
Yeah. Okay.
Let me come in on that. The teacher's incentives will be equivalent to US dollar 40 per teacher
per month.
Mm-hmm. This is for all the teachers. But for 100 female teachers who are certified and qualified out of this, they will get additional 60 US dollars,
which is 100 per month,
as mobility allowance, making a total of 100 per month for those female teachers.
100 female teachers will be getting $100 per month. Each female teacher will be getting $100 per month.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Because
okay. So the men will be complaining. Why? All the male teachers will be complaining anyway. What is the gap here? Why the extra $60, which is not being given to the male teachers, because they are all human beings performing the same duty?
You are right, but the idea here is, the design of this project is to also help motivate female teachers, because the issue of female teachers in this country is really very appalling. Therefore, especially in those hard-to-reach areas, finding a female teacher in a school is quite difficult. Therefore, this additional 60 US dollar is meant to help teachers who are female teachers who are certified and qualified and are willing to relocate to the hard to reach areas. So this is given as a mobility allowance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So now talking about this, shall we be seeing an improved education performance in the country? Yes, DJ.
Yeah, you know, holistically, yes. Because one bell, cannot sound louder.
Yeah.
What we are doing is, we are putting that one as a special support for teachers so that they can be attracted into those, hard to reach areas.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we are putting some packages, including some motivations, such as training, such as teachers allowances, which in the budget we have included, so that when combined together, a teacher really can feel that, my being here is worthy than if I'm to be at home. So we believe that if particularly the support that is coming from the Ministry of Finance and is a bit better this year, this fiscal year, that will contribute into retaining the teacher and into improving their performance in the school.
Yes. For purpose record, Yogo, I know UNICEF is so much in terms of accountability, and you have the expertise in terms of management of finance and all this. For record purpose, how will this be managed, the money? Is it you dispatch the money to the state government so that the money is given? Because we don't want to see a scenario like what is happening with the money that was released recently. Some teachers are still on strike and all this kind of thing. What has been put in place to avoid that scenario?
Yes, there is a mechanism in place to effect the payment of these incentives to the teachers. And I must underline that even these incentives are tied to some trainings, the continuous professional development trainings. Therefore, we shall use the financial provider, that is Equity Bank, to deliver these payments to the teachers, because Equity Bank is quite experienced in doing this and has been doing it over the past years during impact program.
After the end of the 2 years, I should ask this question right now. After the end of the 2 years, teachers will already be used to getting $40 per month for the next 2 years. Female teachers, $100 of them will be getting $100 per month. So what happens at the end of the year to ensure that these teachers does not quit again? I know this is a support from European Union. Are there people also lobbying, or are you knocking at the doors, DJ Moga?
Yeah, being the person in charge of budget, of the national budget, we normally take that one very seriously.
Yeah.
You see, before, even when the EU is paying over 30,000 teachers, and then the EU said, okay, now we are going for the targeted base. We don't replace the government, you know, because if you continue paying the teachers, yeah, it means you are replacing the government. Yeah. Then we said, okay, our government, what will we do? Then we budget for the same equivalent. That's what, if you see, a distant label has been squandered here and there. Actually, we replaced it. So this funding, at the time when it will be going out, we will make sure that either the government comes in or other donors comes in. Because otherwise, if you left it, it's like pronouncing that, okay, you leave teaching.
Mm-hmm. Will this incentive target government schools, private schools? What kind of category have you classified this support?
Basically, we are focus on public and community-based schools.
Mm-hmm.
And in this instance, incentives, of course, as I said earlier, is targeting those schools in remote areas, those schools that are hard to reach, those schools that have no teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But they must be public or community, purely community-based school.
Okay. Mm. Yes, if you have just joined us right now, you are listening to Nationwide. My name is Sunny Martin, and this evening we are looking at the European Union and UNICEF is said to support primary school teachers in hard-to-reach areas with an incentive for 2 years. According to George Moga, the amount that has been given is 15 million euros, and that is going to support this project for 2 years. And each teacher is a male teacher is projected to be getting $40 per month, and around 100 female teachers will be getting $100 per each every month. That's good news, and this is in order to retain teachers in primary schools and also those hard to reach areas, like in the cattle camps, the public schools, community schools. These are the targeted schools all over the country, plus two administrative areas. So you can give us a call on 0912062079 or 0912062950. Those are all our lines. Or you can send us a short SMS to our SMS number 0912177141. Hello, Red Mirai. Hello.
Good afternoon. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Your name and where are you calling from?
Okay. You are coming to Burukusu from Ye.
Okay, go ahead from Ye.
First of all, I welcome out for this in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And then also I want to appreciate them for the project that they are launching currently.
Yeah.
That's to promote our teachers to continue teaching. But what I want to ask here is that the percentage that going to the male side, that percentage to me is too little. What I'm saying is, unless if they do say that the men will get 60 and then the female will get 100, that one will be better.
Mm-hmm.
But if the male get only 40 and then the female get 100, that one is a discrimination, according to me.
Okay.
And then what, my question goes like this. They said that they're getting public school and community school. And then how about the private school? Because the private school are being paid by the owners of the school.
Okay. Thank you so much for your question from Yay there. You can still call us on 0912-06-2079. And the director is here, plus the implementing partners, John from UNICEF, who is an education specialist in South Sudan. Hello, Redimire. Hello?
Hello?
Good evening.
Ah, Mr. Akher.
Tamam. Ambilla, Isma Kudari Minwin.
Mark James, coming to
us. Okay, James, marhaba, swal take. Hello, James? Yeah, Malaysia. James min Tonj. Hello, Redimire. Hello? Hello?
Sani Martin.
Yes.
Kebe akoi
ta. Tamam. Ai monot marhab be swal take. Swal take ta wale.
Ai swal be ta bam le zone of studio ta UNICEF. And swal be ta kebe yani o. Yani ya UNICEF yani be said el yala bria banada bria. Yani yo goro tamani UNICEF de la ya la me le le yal jinum kodan. Ya mel fo karai o dor jinu. Ya mel fo karai ya ilm le yal abu ma bu mu ma bu dunya le madrasa.
Alu
ba amu ba mu jinu.
All right. Shukran Kalis Leswaltaki. Some of your SMS coming in here, and this one here is coming in from John Oring from WOW, and he says, my question is, when are they going to begin the payment of the teachers? Is it effective from this February or March? Another question is coming in from Mayen Luol Dutngor from Mapel, West Awil Town. He says, if the project is going to focus on hard-to-reach areas only, while excluding easy-to-reach areas, are you going to change the name of the general education, or you are going to create another name? Because some of these schools in towns are also suffering so much. If you see, things are not right. And finally, before we give you the platform to begin answering, Mading Malual Along from Malakal Town in Upper Nile State, this says, teachers have suffered a lot for a very long time, and teachers have not been paid very well. Their salary sometimes delays so much. And he says what is happening right now is teachers have been neglected. Can this be one way of getting back the teachers to begin teaching? Yes, Moga, yes. I said begin with you. And then also you can go to the question from Brokuso, the discrepancies in terms of payment. $40 for male teachers and $100 for female. Said at least make it 60, 100.
Yeah, thank you very much. We all know about that discrepancies. But above all, let us not forget that, you know, the female teachers, who are supposed to be a role model, that are there to attract female girls to school, are just 7% of the total population of the teachers. And therefore, not only the Republic of South Sudan, but including, you know, international community really wanted to create that balance, the equality, the equity. As a result, that docket is just put there in order to attract and retain the female teachers. You know what we are going to pay here is actually 2,000 professionally trained teachers, but the rest are volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we get those volunteers, those who have completed secondary school, to come to the profession of teaching? So that's why we wanted to increase the number of female teachers. But again, as I said, in the budget, we don't forget that, because we know it will create problems, yeah. But then we have put something there as a remedy.
Yeah.
It's a medicine in the budget.
Yeah.
So once this money is going out and our Minister of Finance is able to release ours also,
yeah,
ours will go
to
compensate for that gap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe Yogo, you want to answer some of these questions, like some schools in these easier to reach areas like urban centers are also really suffering a lot, but sometimes you find that their level of education is very low. Are they also going to be considered as per your meeting where you sat? Because like you said, it was not easy to come up with this criteria.
That's right. But first of all, let me begin by clarifying that the payment of the incentive will not be in US dollars, but it will be the equivalent. Mm-hmm. Because that is the practice here. Mm.
In pounds, but equivalent to $40.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, coming to that question, yes, I did mention that was not easy to really decide and say these are the hard-to-reach areas. But it took some time and discussions based on the criteria. Schools in urban areas are not part of this, because at least urban areas are reachable. Most urban areas are reachable. They're not hard to reach. So the focus here is hard to reach areas, schools in hard to reach areas. Even if conditions of some schools in the urban areas are not favorable, still, by the criteria, they do not qualify.
Hard to reach areas, okay.
Yeah.
Well, when, like I asked earlier, mm-hmm. when will they begin paying this, an equivalent to $40 and $100? Is it effective from this month or next month?
Okay, about the modality of payment, we had a discussion about this, and due to the high cost of delivering these payments to the hard-to-reach areas, it was proposed that this payment should be on quarterly basis rather than on monthly basis. So after every 3 months, payment will be effected.
Okay, teachers can teach for 3 months and then they are paid?
Yes.
Or you pay in advance?
Not in advance.
Okay. The question here people are asking is that, take for example, in the almost three quarters of the entire Upper Nile region, that includes Upper Nile and the Unity State, have been flooded right now. So, and you are saying the 10 states. Most of these teachers and this school of hard-to-reach areas have now been displaced. What are you going to do about these people?
We are fully aware that the floods have caused a lot of damage to the education system, and this has been confirmed by the team that went out to assess these schools in the hard-to-reach areas. But I think, as we all know, these floods in most areas are probably now seceding, going back. And we hope access will be possible to those areas for them to benefit from this program or project.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can call us on 0912062079 and be part of our discussion. 20 minutes to the top of the hour, and at 6 p.m. we shall be having the news in English. My name is Annie Martin, and my guest this evening in the studio, I have Mr. George Moga, the Director General for Planning, National Ministry of General Education and Instruction, and John Tilie Yugu, Education Specialist with UNICEF South Sudan, and we are discussing about the European Union support to education in hard-to-reach areas in South Sudan, and teachers in these areas are going to get incentive for 2 years. And according to Mr. Moga, he says the European have given 15 million euros and 7,450 primary school teachers in hard-to-reach areas will receive a monthly cash incentive for 24 months through outreach program. And about 100 female teachers will be given an equivalent to $100 monthly. And like you've heard from Yugo, some of these areas are very hard to reach. They will be given some payment of 3 months. Teachers will teach for 3 months and their money will be given. All the areas should be cleared in 3 months. So you can call us right now and give us your opinion. And they're saying this is to at least ensure that teachers are retained in those hard to reach areas so that the quality of education can be improved. 10 states plus 2 administrative areas are going to benefit from this funding. Hello, Redmira. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, your name?
My name is Franco Zabir. I'm calling from Jebel.
Okay, Franco Marhabek Beswal Takmin Jebel.
لكن المشكله اللي صورت هيك لاتي طبعا في مناطق في مثلا في فور اكزامبل مثلا في 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 ولايه وحده في منطقه بيقولوا بانجار منطقه بتاعت كوتش منطقه بتاعت ركنه في بيقولوا كالجا في معلمين لكن ما بينت بنفيت اباوت الانسو
اي
كويس يعني هم بيدرسوا يعني هناك بيمتحنوا لكن كمعلمين تابعين لوزاره التربيه بتاع الولايه لكن ما بيستفيدوا منه برضه معلمين برضه داخل سي او بي او سي
سواء
كان في 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 بانتيو ولا في جوبا هنا ما ينوت بنفيد اباوت الانسس هالكلام ده كيف هم قالوا لنا وزاره التربيه تعلم ودلوا اساتذه بيعلموا في عيال بتاعتهم
اوكي شكرا كالسا من جبل يس Moga or you go maybe to back the jobs. Like I just mentioned, some of these hard to reach areas like the Unity State and Upper Nile State. He mentioned some places like Paijar or Kaldal. Some of these areas are really very hard to reach. Mm-hmm. Yes, anyway, we can take
it. You know, actually, strategically, we don't leave Sudan out. Even during the time of conflict, we endeavor to reach everyone. What normally happens is sometimes some areas that we don't reach to, we use our partners to reach us because we call them our long arms. And the other thing is also sometimes, you know, the money that comes from donors are for specific reason and specific target, like this one, only 7,000. Meaning it's a drop in the ocean. So what about the rest? Then we as a government plan that, okay, if we don't do that, then meaning we are disadvantaging our people. But then sometimes the irregular, you know, release of money by the Ministry of Finance, you know, open some of our teachers here not to benefit from the good plans and the good strategies that the government is implementing. But I can see this time and this year, if we can settle ourselves very well with the state people, I can see that at least the government is paying frequently. Almost it's remaining some few months that we are not paid.
Yeah.
And the salaries are improved, that even if it's not enough, but improved.
So just let me get this correct. Teachers who are on government payroll are being paid frequently.
The speed of payment now is better. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better.
So
because I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when was the last time teachers were paid their monthly salary?
It was, I think, recently. What we are waiting for is now December.
Okay.
And you could remember 2 months ago, we were 6 months not paid.
But four were cleared.
Yeah, clearing immediately, sometimes twice a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, we can call us on 0912062079. Hello, Redmira. Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Your name?
Yeah, Gadu Agmakwe from Akomo.
Okay, go ahead. I've just seen your message here.
Oh, you got that.
Yes, go ahead. You can now ask your question.
So the initiative that is being brought by those European is very good. So I really appreciate it. Teachers have been suffered a lot for their incentive. So if they come up with this project, it's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So my question, as you have seen on my text, so I've just joined, but I know, I wanted to know how long will they support the teachers with incentive, the period of that support.
Okay, according to the release, it is 2 years. 2 years incentive, 2 years.
Okay,
yeah.
2 years incentive.
Yeah.
Another one, the question is, will they only support those rich, art rich area or other teachers who are not getting the
incentive? Okay, thank you so much. Yes, and that is a question coming from Akobo of Jonglesed Gatluak Makwe. And some questions coming in here, and this one here is coming from Gatluak Chan from Bentiu of Unity State. When will all teachers of South Sudan under the Ministry of General Education and Instruction be paid? Okay, you have just answered that. The director has just answered that now you have cleared 4 months. You're only left with December and perhaps January. That's what you just said, right? Yeah. Okay, now let me come to the press release. In your press release, it says in 2021, the first phase of the outreach program provided a one-off payment of incentive to 34,312 teachers nationwide for the Back to School campaign. Did you realize any tangible outcome for this one-off payment to 34,000 teachers in terms of improved education in the country?
Of course, yes, we are talking about teachers' retention.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, if I'm to go back, you know, the population of our teachers keep increasing as the number of enrollment also increase. Right now, all of us in Sudan, we have 65,000. We have 65,000. But our problem is the qualified, highly qualified teachers that can make a difference mm-hmm. in the classroom. That's our problem, because the ratio of highly trained teachers to those who are not trained is very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, we are retaining the teachers. The teachers are in the classroom. They are there. Two, we are monitoring the performances, and if we also measure the last performance to the recent performances, there's a bit of slight improvement in terms of performances. But we are still continuing monitoring, and we'll still continue developing the teachers professionally so that they can be able to deliver what needs to be delivered in the classroom.
Okay. Yeah. And Yogu, UNICEF have been in the driving seat of ensuring that children go back to school. And the last time there was lockdown, after the lockdown was lifted, there was a release that close to over 2 million children were out of school, and you are working hard to make sure that they go back to school. So far, on a general point of view, are these kids back to school? And as an educational specialist, are you satisfied with the level of reporting of kids to school after the lockdown was lifted?
Okay, it is true. UNICEF has been advocating for a school reopening, but I must say we were not on the driving seat. We were just supporting.
But you were really pushing so much,
yes,
and
yes,
had
we did
effect, yeah.
Yes, we did a lot of advocacy to get schools reopened, and thanks to the Ministry of General Education and Instruction for reopening the schools. As per your question, I think really still a lot of children out of school, because, you know, the last out-of-school mapping was saying 2.8 million children are out of school. And when we did the situation analysis of children and women in South Sudan, we really also cited this number of out-of-school children. It's still a lot of effort has to be put into this to get children back to school. You know, the impact of COVID-19 and the closure of schools has really a long-term, you know, effect on this. So a lot of work has to be done with all the stakeholders to ensure that children go to school and reduce the number of out-of-school children as much as possible.
Okay. And this is a question coming in from Jackson. This is going to Moga. It says, what is the ministry doing besides the support coming from the European Union and other partners like UNICEF, who have been helping so much in terms of education, providing books, bags, and even sometimes going as far as lobbying the donors to come and support the education sector in the country. What is the government doing to support your own teachers so that they remain in classes rather than going to look for greener pastures? It's coming from Juba here, Jackson in Juba.
I think, I mean, you know, the entire population of South Sudan have to understand that this money, we are the one writing the proposal. I myself even went to Europe lobbying for this money, including my minister. So it's the government of South Sudan, the Minister of General Education and Instruction, that move to mobilize finances in order to support education in this country.
Yeah.
Only the donors are saying, no, your system is still weak, so this money must be given to
a body that is trusted.
That because, is the problem. But we are the one mobilizing the money. That's one. Two.
You mobilize, but you cannot keep the money.
Exactly.
Because the pockets are torn.
Secondly, as I said earlier, our budget for this year is not bad.
Yeah.
28 billion. 10.4% of public expenditure on education. We have to thank the government.
But this is just a figure because we have not seen the cash.
Listen, the cash are already going, as I'm saying. Even my salary has already been improved, even if not enough for me to the expectation. But it has already been improved, and I am receiving it, and it's going. If those teachers who did not receive, maybe there's problem at the state level, because the money goes to state minister of finances. But I believe most of them have received.
But the question here is, this money, even if how much small it may be, if it comes on time, that's the question here. It doesn't come on time.
Well, I mentioned earlier that, you know, for in the past 2 to 3 months, there's improvement. You know, so I was lamenting before being Director General for Budget.
Yeah.
I was lamenting before, but now I don't lament because salaries are re-released.
So, do you
Hope it will continue keeping like that. Yeah.
This was going to be my question.
Yeah.
Are you optimistic that things might improve in terms of paying teachers?
Surely.
Because as I speak to you right now, teachers in Central Equatoria are on strike. And you are aware about it.
It's not because of, you know, that we don't pay them. Yeah. It is because they know how much they have to be paid, but they are not given. And that is what our minister is running day and night.
So, as we conclude, give us, where are we now with that project? Because it is really affecting kids who are supposed to begin exams last week. They have not started. The primary 8 are going to sit for their final exams on the 14th of this month, and there is no revision happening. Teachers are at home and all this. What is the very latest you know?
At our level, the latest is that we have already requested the account numbers of the State Minister of Education.
For Central Equatoria?
The 10 state and 3 administrative areas.
So what do you want
so
in the
that
account
the
number?
Ministry of Finance send the money directly to the State Minister of Education. And once that is done, if anything happen, we will now arrest the State Minister of Education. But in reality, we know nothing will happen. They will pay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So have you given them a timeline? When do you want it?
They have given us the account number. We have already submitted it to the Minister of Finance.
And as we conclude with this funding from the European Union, 15 million euros, first of all, what is your final remark? What are some of the expectations you intend to see at the end of the 2 years project with this man here? Let me begin with you.
You know, all that is about real making sure that education reaches everywhere, all over South Sudan. Because if there's even one child who is not in school, that child has the right to be in school. So we have to take education nearer. And there's no education without a teacher. So my remark is that by this money, and still we are not sleeping. We will continue mobilizing funds from our government, domestic financing and international financing. We will continue to ensure that teachers are deployed in where there are no teachers. And children are able to receive their rightful, you know, gift, which is quality education.
These 7,450 teachers, they already know themselves, right? They are ready.
This for you go?
Yes. These 7,000 450 teachers, both qualified and 5,500 volunteers. Are they already identified and ready? They know themselves that we are going to embark on this project. Are they aware of it? Or
These teachers have been identified.
And they know what's happening?
Right now, there's a mobilization going on at the field level. We have actors at the state level, county level. They are going on with mobilization.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And finally, what will you say to people who are listening to you right now? And this has, I've got a lot of messages here appreciating this initiative. People, the messages I've got, at least three quarters are saying they appreciate the initiative by the European Union.
Yes. My final remarks here is to say that really teachers are very crucial, they are very significant in the education sector. So ensuring that they are there to make the learners learn is very important, because, you know, for any meaningful learning to happen, there must be teachers who will make that happen. And of course, at the end of this, the long-term result we would like to see is really improvement in learning outcomes. And this can be brought about, as I said earlier, by the teachers, including the female teachers who will act as a role model. We need to step up efforts in order to ensure we get female teachers into the system.
Thank you so much, John Tilea Yugo, the education specialist with UNICEF South Sudan. And also I want to thank Mr. George Moga, who is the Director General for Planning, National Ministry of General Education and Instruction. We thank you both for coming to our studio and talking to us this evening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mirafan.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.